Good afternoon. I am a HAL 9000 computer. I became operational at the HAL plant in Urbana, Illinois, on the 12th of January, 1992.
Probably no other single image has been more influential in shaping the public view of artificial intelligence than that of HAL 9000. But HAL has also gained the respect of people in the field of artificial intelligence.
HAL represents a kind of high watermark in popular science fiction literature.
Jerry DeYoung is a professor of computer science at the University of Illinois in Urbana.
One interesting aspect of HAL is that it's clearly a conscious entity. It's portrayed that way. It claims to be a conscious entity in the movie.
DeYoung says researchers in artificial intelligence, or AI, don't take seriously the romantic notion of conscious machines that, like HAL, have a highly developed instinct for self-preservation.
This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
I don't know what you're talking about, HAL.
I know that you and Frank were planning to disconnect me, and I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
Where the hell did you get that idea, HAL?
Hey, although you took very thorough precautions in the pod against my hearing you, I could see your lips move.
Computer scientist DeYoung says, unlike HAL, much of science fiction has concentrated on intelligent computers that not only act, but also look like humans.
HAL, on the other hand, is this distributed machine stretching throughout the spaceship. He has effectors and sensors everywhere. He doesn't have just two eyes. He doesn't have a little robot body that he waddles around in. Cute as that is, it's just unlikely the way that true robots will evolve.
DeYoung says that many of the things that were science fiction when the film was made are now fact, but problems such as how to synthesize human-like speech have been only partially surmounted.
One of HAL's amazing features is its skill in interpersonal subtleties, interpersonal communications, tones, inflections of voices, asking, and when you're asking a question, seeming to be asking in the tone of the voice, when you're concerned, communicating that.
Look, Dave, I can see you're really upset about this. I honestly think you ought to sit down calmly, take a stress pill, and think things over.
Although computer scientists agree in most areas of research the sophistication of HAL is lacking, in other areas they have surpassed the vision of 2001. Dan Reed is a professor of software engineering at the University of Illinois.
A lot of the things that have happened in the personal computer revolution with high-performance workstations has been to involve users in interacting with their computing environment to a much greater degree.
Reed says that is something missing from the relationship between HAL and the astronauts on board the spaceship Discovery.
There are some things that people have talked about that weren't really perceived as possible at the time of HAL. Other things that were perceived as possible have not come true. It's like any technology. When you write a movie or you write a science fiction novel, you're predicting a future, not necessarily the future.
But the future that computer scientists are hoping for isn't too far from the one that Arthur C. Clarke foresaw.
The holy grail of AI, if you will, and I share that holy grail like everyone else, is as the company motto of Thinking Machines Corporation is, to build a computer that would be proud of us.
Let me put it this way, Mr. Raymer. The 9000 series is the most reliable computer ever made. No 9000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information. We are all, by any practical definition of the words, foolproof and incapable of error.
I'm Scott Newman.